A family-friendly Christmas event will fill Oak Bay Avenue with light this weekend. Oak Bay's 24th annual Light Up returns on Sunday, November 24th, bringing live music and family activities to the avenue. The community has really come together to support Light Up, and it shows the special place it has in people's hearts, said Martin Cowden, president of the Oak Bay Business Improvement Association. The fun begins at 2 p.m. with crafts, activities, street food and entertainment. The Kiwanis Club of Oak Bay will host a letter-writing station, where young attendees can post messages to Santa in a direct to the North Pole mailbox. Oak Bay Recreation will offer street hockey for youngsters, while other attendees learn the basics of Hawola hooping at Planet Janet's Hoop Jam. Oak Bay's Canvas Church will bring family-friendly activities to the Monterey Center, including live music and crafts. There will also be a photo booth there to snap festive pictures. Ice sculptor Aaron Grant will create a custom sculpture over the course of the afternoon to celebrate the festive occasion. Live music runs from 3 to 6 p.m. with performances by Daniel Lapp, Dylan Stone, Gene Tolmie, Max Francis, Tia Greenwood, Adrian Dolan, Scott White, Jamie Troy, Wes Carroll, Tony Genge, Alphonse Fear, Reese Batstone, as well as the BC Fiddle Orchestra, Old Time Dance Band, the Joy of Life Choir and the Whoville Children's Chorus. And then the big event. At 5 p.m., just as after the sun sets, longtime MC Bill Murphy Dyson will lead the crowd on hand in a rousing rendition of the 12 Days of Christmas. Then Oak Bay Mayor Kevin Murdoch and Cowden will switch on thousands of Christmas lights installed on buildings, trees and lampposts throughout the village. With Oak Bay Avenue illuminated, a parade will soon begin, led by Santa and Mrs. Claus atop an Oak Bay fire truck. The village will be fully illuminated until January 6, while lighting over the sidewalks will remain until the end of February to brighten the dark winter days.